Hello and welcome to the program. Today we're in John chapter 21, where we read that Jesus stood on the shore. We read in chapter 21, verse 3, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they said unto him, We also go with thee. John 21 is one of the most remarkable chapters in the entire Bible. Here we find the disciples literally turning their backs on Christ and walking away, leaving him standing alone on the shore of Galilee. In this message, we'll look at the context of this chapter, the choice the disciples made, the consequences of those choices, and the amazing compassion of the Lord. The context. We read, After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Now we read after these things. This meeting took place after the resurrection. Christ had met with these men on two previous Sundays. We read in John 20, Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Well, I think they like that peace be unto you part, but as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. In John 20:26, again, we read, And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Now it's important to understand that in verse 30 of that chapter we read, And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. They had absolutely no excuse whatsoever. They'd seen Christ, he's resurrected from the dead, many signs proving who he was. After these things, they were meeting at the Sea of Tiberias. It's also called the Sea of Galilee. The reason they were there was Christ had commanded him to meet him there. Now we read in verse 1, On this wise showed he himself, referring to what took place during that meeting. We read some worshipped him and some wavered. In chapter 28 of Matthew, on this account, it says, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted or wavered. By worshipping, they acknowledged they were meeting with the Son of God. However, doubting him shows that they simply didn't like what he had to say. Now, before we get too critical concerning their attitude, we would do well to let the Holy Spirit search our own hearts on that subject. A.W. Tozer said, Much of our difficulty as seeking Christians stems from our unwillingness to take God as he is and adjust our lives accordingly. We insist upon trying to modify him and to bring him nearer to our image. Really, when you consider our prayers, don't we spend most of the time trying to get God to do things the way we want him to do it? Well, we read in verse 1, After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Then we read, This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Now this word showed has been translated make manifest 19 times, manifest 9 times, be manifest twice, and manifestly declare 1 time. In other words, Jesus was telling his disciples what was next concerning his plan for their lives, and they simply did not like what they heard. Now, the cause of their attitude, and of course their attitude leads to their actions, is that Jesus had said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Go and teach all nations? You want us to go and teach those Gentiles? Yeah, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age, it says in the original. The end of the age. They said, no way. They literally walked away. We read they immediately turned and walked away. Verse 3 tells us, Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. Unto who? Unto the other rest of the disciples. He didn't even say this to the Lord. He looked at the other disciples and said, I'm going back to the fishing business. We read, we also go with thee, they said. And they went forth, entered into a ship immediately. See, they wanted the kingdom. Preaching or pastoring churches was not what they wanted to do. They had their focus set on a literal kingdom and the power that would come with it. We read in Luke 19:11, they thought the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Luke 24:21, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. We got a plan here. Well, after his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days telling them what his plan was all about. See, fellas, it's not all about you. It's about the Lord. No, they wanted a kingdom. Instead of their coveted throne representing power, they would face persecution. Rather than a position of authority, they'd be pastors who would be held in contempt and finally crucified like Jesus was. Instead of being served, they would serve. Peter's response was, well, you can just forget that plan. I go a-fishing, and the rest of the disciples said, we also go with thee. Now we see that amazing statement. Jesus stood on the shore. We'll see in our next program. He stood there all night. Be sure to be with us.